So I'm pretty sure you have looked back. But unlike Sarah, you didn't turn into a pillar of salt. You know why? Because your look back was that last look back to be certain of individuals that support you. You see that the support is getting heavy, but you notice that a lot of the support around you is not 100% the truth. They don't care. They don't love you. So what you have to do now is look in that crowd that's in front of you. Forget what's behind you. And you give that crowd that's in front of you everything that they paid for. And guess what? It may have not been a physical payment, but the honor in them supporting you by saying hello, by saying goodbye, by giving you the fist up, letting you know that you've done the right thing and that they're satisfied with your motivation, with your honor. We don't want to go off of no fake motivation because, you know, sometimes it's going to be rough days and sometimes it's going to be hard. But the goal is to understand that with that mindset, with that mood of that rough day, you have to go further and harder. You got to get stronger. Now you got to start working out and having the ability to be able to stand up to your new tasks. Because every level and every floor, when that elevator opens up, guess what? There are going to be new tasks, new goals, and new accomplishments that's going to be handed down. Those accomplishments are already accomplished. But do you believe in yourself? Have you touched and tapped into yourself yet? Have you said to your inner self, self, we have to go on and we have to go up that elevator. You've been here, but you never knew it. Your mind couldn't concept the things that was going on around you. Now you have to begin to actually take time out and you have to physically walk and make plans and make everything that you have going on a forward method. Nothing is backwards no more. You don't look back. That crowd in the front is depending on you. They're asking you, give us more, give us more. And guess what? If you stop right now, no one will ever believe in you. But more than anything, if you stop right now, you're going to be letting yourself down. And it's nothing like letting yourself down. It's nothing like letting yourself look outside of the vision of your inner body and see all the individuals that you came with, that you passed, the ones that caught up, the ones that you didn't even notice was in a race with you. And once you see it, you have to be it all of the way. Do not slow down. Do not look back. Keep forward. The forward method will teach a lot of honor in your veins. It will put you in a mindset of knowing that you have to get up and go every morning. I don't care if the rain is raining like cats and dogs, but you know that, listen, it's not always about happiness. Not everything can be happy, but in this mindset that I'm in, I'm gonna work it out. I'm going to work on my goals and my accomplishments so much that my mindset and the things I do have on my mind will begin to be treated. They will begin to be cured. There will be things in life that you're going to be able to see before you hit it. And you're still going to hit it. And guess what? You got to know how to back up off of it and go around it. Because you're going to fail sometimes and you're going to make mistakes. But guess what? When you make those mistakes, you have to be willingly, eager, very zealous at getting back and having control of your destiny. See, because the law has control, but you have the ability and the opportunity to make the right decisions to keep you on that route, to keep you on that road. But if you don't stay on that road, what's going to happen is that you're going to lose, and everybody is going to be looking at you like the big old loser. And guess what? If you fell then, you still haven't lost. You have opportunity. As long as that, listen to it. Put your right hand over your heart. Listen real good. Is it beating? Well, as long as that is beating, you have purpose. You have will. You have to have strength. You cannot just lay back and say, you know what? Allah meant for this to be, because not all the time is it meant to go in that direction. It may be meant to test you and point you in the right direction of understanding and knowing. There are some that came before us that thought they knew everything. But he, the one The Almighty Allah had to put things in front of them and give them example that guess what they have to do? Come to him for majority of their strength. The other end of it have to be you. Hey, you, look into yourself. Look outside yourself. What do you have planned? What do you have set up? Are you just going for the apartment or the room? Are you just going for the condo because it looks well? Why not build your home from the ground up? You know why? You have opportunity. No. You don't have to sit around right now and mess your credit up. You can wait and build. Man or woman, whichever way, you get you a spouse. Y'all build. But if y'all worry about the haters, the ones who want to see you fall, you're going to fall on your face. And guess what? Your heart may stop. And your brain may get caught up into a coma and freeze. Now purpose has become still. Don't stay still. Keep going strong. Go for God's will. What's good for you. King Earn alive and direct.